Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We've been studying this week the gifts and the callings of God. Specifically, we've been focusing on the 9 spiritual gifts, and this last few days on the revelation gifts of the Spirit that are mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. In verse 8, it says, "For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit." And then going down to verse 10, it says, "To another, discerning of spirits." Those 3 gifts, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirits, could be classified as revelation gifts, 3 of the 9 spiritual gifts that are listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Today we're going to focus on the gift of discerning of spirits. Next week we'll continue and begin to speak about the utterance gifts and the power gifts. Discerning of spirits can be defined as supernatural ability from God that enables a person to see things in the spiritual realm which cannot be seen with the natural eye. It's supernatural insight into the realm of spirits or into the spiritual realm, where a person is given the ability by God to see angelic spirits, perhaps, or demonic spirits, or the human spirit into a person's spirit. When you look at a person with your natural eyes, you see their physical body. You don't see their spirit, yet it is very present. Sometimes when the discerning of spirits gift is operating, a person can see into that person's human spirit and see what's troubling or difficulty perhaps they're having. This supernatural insight into the realm of spirits includes the opening of a person's spiritual eyes, so to speak, to see God, visions of God or of heaven, or even looking into the spirit realm and seeing Satan or the demonic. We're going to look at both Old Testament and New Testament examples of the operation of this gift of discerning of spirits. And we know, as we've studied this week, that the Scripture is very clear that the spiritual gifts are given to the body of Christ, to an individual person, for the profit of other people. And also that those gifts are given at God's discretion, as the Spirit wills, the Scripture tells us. So the discerning of spirits is not something that you can work up on your own, but instead it is a gift that is from the Lord, given at His will, when He wills it, to give insight into the spiritual realm. In the Old Testament, we see multiple examples. Among my favorites, the specific story found in 2 Kings chapter 6, where Elisha the prophet is able to see into the spiritual realm. And though the city that he is in is surrounded by the enemy army, which has come to retrieve him because he had been receiving words of knowledge from the Lord about where the king of Syria was camping, coming against the armies of Israel, and the prophet would forewarn the king of Israel about the matter, so much so that the king of Syria was so frustrated, he was sure he must have a traitor in his ranks. But his own officers told him, "No, there's this prophet in Israel that tells what the king says, even in his bedroom." And so, determined to put a stop to that, the king of Syria sent out his army to specifically retrieve the prophet Elisha. And we find the story in 2 Kings chapter 6. When Elisha gets up in the morning, his servant is startled and fearful, quite afraid, because he looks out and sure enough, the entire city is surrounded with horses and chariots. And in verse 15 of 2 Kings chapter 6, it says, "When the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots, and his servant said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" So he answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes so that he may see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Now, what happened there? Elisha was able to see into the spirit realm, and he could see that God had already sent out chariots of fire, horsemen from God, the angels of God, surrounding Elisha and protecting him against this enemy army. His servant, however, only saw the natural army and was quite afraid. But Elisha prayed that God would give him discerning of spirits, that he could see into the spiritual realm. And God did indeed open his eyes so he could see into the spirit just like Elisha did, and was comforted by the fact that God had already made provision for their protection. Another example, which is also an amusing one, is found in Numbers chapter 22. And this is the great story of the prophet Balaam, who had been hired by the king of Moab to come out and curse Israel. Moab was frightened that Israel was so numerous that they would never be able to defeat him or drive him out of the land. So he intended to hire the prophet because, as the king said, "I know that he whom you bless is blessed and he whom you curse is cursed." So he wanted to hire him to curse the armies of Israel. The prophet Balaam got on his donkey and went out with the princes of Moab to go to the king of Moab. And in verse 22, we find these words, "Then God's anger was aroused when he went, and the angel of the Lord took his stand in the way as an adversary against him. And he was riding on his donkey, and his two servants were with him. Now the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with his drawn sword in his hand. And the donkey turned aside out of the way and went into the field. So Balaam struck the donkey to turn her back onto the road. Then the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow path between the vineyards, with a wall on this side and a wall on that side. And when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she pushed herself against the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall. So he struck her again. Then the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place where there was no way to turn, either to the right hand or to the left. And when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she lay down under Balaam. So Balaam's anger was aroused, and he struck the donkey with his staff. Then the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey, and she said to Balaam, 'What have I done to you that you have struck me these three times?' And Balaam said to the donkey, 'Because you've abused me or mocked me, I wish there were a sword in my hand, for now I would kill you.' So the donkey said to Balaam, 'Am I not your donkey, on which you've ridden ever since I became yours to this day? Was I ever accustomed to do this to you?' And he said, 'No.' Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with his drawn sword in his hand, and he bowed his head and fell flat on his face." And the story goes on to say that the angel told him if his donkey hadn't saved him, he would have killed him by then. And the bottom line of this story or illustration is that Balaam was looking in the natural. He did not have insight into the realm of spirits. Even his donkey was able to see in the spirit. However that works, I can't explain to you. But he knew that the angel of the Lord was present. God had to give Balaam insight into the realm of spirits, or discerning of spirits, just for that moment, so that he could see the presence of an angelic visitor who had a sword in his hand and was ready to slay Balaam for going out to curse Israel. This is a demonstration of this gifting of this discerning of spirits, or supernatural insight into the realm of spirits. We have multiple New Testament examples, one being when Stephen, who became the first martyr of the church in the book of Acts, was preaching and telling of God's goodness and about the Messiah and about Jesus. And he was basically reprimanding the religious people of that day. They became so angered, they were ready to stone him and began to do so when Stephen looked up and saw heaven open and Jesus standing at God's right hand. The Lord opened Stephen's spiritual sight, you could say, allowing him supernatural insight into the realm of spirits where he could see into heaven, he could see Jesus, and he said to the people gathered, "I see the Lord standing at God's right hand," which only made them more angry. But this is an example of discerning of spirits, supernatural insight into the realm of the spirit or into the spiritual realm. Paul makes reference in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 to being caught up to the third heaven where he heard unspeakable words, which is a definite reference to seeing into the spiritual realm of heaven. God has this gift of discerning of spirits still in operation today. We are encouraged in the scripture to seek spiritual gifts, to earnestly desire the best gifts. And I would encourage you today, be a person who earnestly desires the spiritual gifts. God wants us to be attuned to the spiritual things and not just to judge everything based on our natural sight. This is a gift that God will give. Seek it out. Pray for it. God wants the church today to operate in the gifts of the Spirit. That's all the time we have for today, but I wanted to encourage you that if you'd like further study on the gifts of God and the callings of God, we have a 6-tape series called The Gifts and Callings of God, and it describes in detail the 9 spiritual gifts, the ministry gifts, often called the 5-fold ministry, and other ministry gifts. And I encourage you, for a generous donation of $30 or more to Hidden with Christ Ministries, we'll be happy to send that tape set out to you so you can further study and seek out the gifts of the Spirit for your life today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.